Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, what up, everybody? Welcome.
Today is Friday's Cute Friend Thursday.
Yes!
And that's a reason to celebrate within itself. But before we celebrate, we got to bring L.A. into the party. So what up, Heidi and Frank?
What's up,
What's
Atlanta?
Going on, Atlanta?
What up?
Well, you know, we got a fully loaded show cracking off today. Drake and The Weeknd got beef of the light skin type. Also, we're going to tell you which girl has these two Canucks going at it. And the new season of Real Housewives of Atlanta is just around the corner. And in a new teaser, Portia reveals the status of frickin' Frack. We've been patiently waiting.
Yes.
Well, first out the gate, Heidi, what's going on over there?
Well, I'll tell you what, Ellen DeGeneres has gotten herself into some hot water because yesterday was Katy Perry's 33rd birthday, so Ellen took to Twitter and posted this picture and said, "Happy birthday, Katy Perry. It's time to bring out the big balloons," which is a lyric from Katy Perry's birthday song, and now people are all upset saying it was very inappropriate because of the whole Harvey Weinstein thing happening, and that for Ellen DeGeneres, who's been a large part of the Me Too campaign, they're saying it was wrong for her to do
that. Well, did you see the picture with it? I mean, she's looking right at Katy Perry's boobs. It's an old picture, but she's saying the big balloons are your boobs.
Well, yeah, right. I know what I understand.
But that's what people are upset about. It's like Ellen's been on the Me Too campaign, and now she's basically sexually harassing
They're
this woman.
Friends. That's they are her friends. Boss.
Exactly.
So y'all don't,
right.
Oh, okay.
So y'all don't think they had a little laugh after this photo was taken?
I'm
right.
Sure
they did. Yeah.
I mean, Portia, Ellen's wife, is laughing in the picture. They're friends with Katy Perry. It would be like if Brat and
Double
and,
standard.
But it would be like if DeBrat and Portia were taking a picture and DeBrat was staring at Portia's boobs in like a whoa, look at those things. If they're friends, there's no ill
will. Well, I'm going to have to see this reenactment. I'm going to have to see the reenactment.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you would love to take my spot in that.
Yeah.
Well, Ellen isn't the only one in hot water. Former President George H.W. Bush, he was accused last week by actress Heather Lind of groping her butt. Says they posed for a picture together. He told her a dirty joke and then groped her butt. And now a second accuser has come forward, another actress, and she told us what the dirty joke actually was.
Ooh, okay.
See, she took a picture. Her name's Jordana Grolnick, and she took a picture also with George Bush, and he puts his arm around her, and he says, "Do you want to know who my favorite magician is?"
Yeah.
David Copperfield. So and then he pats her on the butt.
Jesus.
No, it's a horrible joke.
Wow.
What a creep.
He is copping a feel. He's being a dirty old man.
A rep for the president released a statement saying, at age 93, President Bush has been confined to a wheelchair for roughly 5 years.
Yeah.
So his arm falls on the lower waist of people with whom it takes pictures.
Exactly.
So to try to put people at ease, the president routinely tells the same joke, and on occasion he has patted women's rears in what he intended to be a good-natured manner. But some have found it offensive, but some find it innocent. So they're apologizing to anybody who did take offense to this.
But you can't stick your hand up somebody's skirt no matter how many terms you served.
No,
in the
hell
White House.
No. That's wrong. No, that is wrong.
He didn't go up the skirt now, did he?
No.
It don't matter. I don't like people touching my butt.
But
that's
he's 93
true,
years
and
old.
He's in a wheelchair. So if he didn't make the joke, you could just assume that, oh, this old man, he's just trying to get around my waist.
Child.
My butt is right.
Come
here.
On.
He could have got away with
finger
it.
Back.
But with the joke, you got to be like, roll on out of here,
right,
Grandpa.
Right. Movie going. Let's all do this together because it's time for
Smash the Alert.
Yes.
Now, according to Us Weekly, Iggy Azalea has caught herself a new man in Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
I like that couple.
Yep, me too. Rumors that they were dating first started circulating back in May when they were spotted with a group of friends at a bowling alley. But the two have denied the rumors. Now, Iggy and I denied the rumors by pulling a Mariah Carey by saying, I literally don't even know him, but I guess she knows him now.
I mean, but she's been around enough players at this point to eventually get her own trading card. Like, I mean, like, it's like one athlete to another.
Yeah, she's really trying to find that one.
She's a triathlete.
Well, y'all, up next, O.J. Simpson has been a free man for almost a month now, and he has been making the most of it, people, being a man about town in Vegas.
Yeah, he's selling steak knives door to door.
That's just not a good idea.
Oh, my God. Well, yesterday, Wanya Morris from Boyz II Men invited the Juice over to his house where they were shooting a commercial for Wanya's fiance's laser removal hair company, which meant there would be hot models on set, and it looks like OJ definitely enjoyed himself. He doesn't even know how to hold girls anymore. Look how far they are away from him.
He just don't want to get in trouble.
Is that what it is?
All this Harvey Weinstein stuff. He don't want to put his arm around him or nothing.
Yeah, he doesn't want to ruin his reputation.
And then the girls seem pretty excited, too.
Working, and then this man right here is like, I want a picture.
OJ, kill her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Frank, no.
No, Frank, down, boy.
At least steal her sunglasses.
No. All right, Atlanta, we're going to say bye for now, but coming up in just a few minutes, we have the secret to happiness.
Oh,
all right. How's that for a tease, huh? All right, we're going to say bye for now, Atlanta.
Later.
Take it easy, y'all.
Bye, you guys. Well, y'all, Kenny Rogers said, you got to know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. And that's exactly what he did. Kenny Rogers performed his last show ever last night after announcing his retirement.
Aww. Love Kenny.
He's definitely going to walk away and not run.
Oh, my God.
Let that man rest.
Would you leave him alone?
I'm sorry.
The 79-year-old Kenny bid farewell to his fans with the All In for the Gambler Kenny Rogers Farewell Concert Celebration in Nashville last night. He was joined by Lionel Richie, Kris Kristofferson, Reba McEntire, The Flaming Lips, Idina Menzel, and, of course, his longtime duet partner, Miss Dolly Parton.
Oh, Dolly.
Aww. But how y'all feel about this? Like, I feel like as long as I'm doing something like entertainment like this, I can sit here until, I am old and wrinkly, okay?
Well, we could talk till we dead.
You can.
And it's a good job.
Because y'all doing radio. Ain't got to see your wrinkly face.
That's right. That's right.
But we can't be 80 years old talking about no damn hip-hop.
What are you trying to say, Gary?
First of all, the hip hop people get older. You kind of like grow with the culture.
Yeah. But there's no older hip hop station talking about old hip hop.
But no. I'm not trying to be in a wheelchair before I've been talking about. Not at all. But
you just got to remix the classics, Brad. Like from Funkified to Too Old to Drive.
Real Housewife of New York star Sonya Morgan just proved that she's the hostess with the mostest invitation.
Really?
Yes, honey. Miss Morgan had to disinvite 1,000 people from an intimate cocktail party she was throwing this week when her paperless post emails went haywire. Well, Sonya says, y'all, that she sent out a paperless post invite for a small gathering of around just 30 close friends, but she didn't think it worked. So she sent them again individually, and all of a sudden she saw 580 were sent.
Ooh.
Then there was 720 sent, 960 sent. Sonya said, baby, I had to follow it up with an email asking the recipients, honey, to disregard the email.
You know, I have something not similar to this, but like I'm a part of a lot of group chats with different groups of friends because everybody ain't friends with everybody. You know how they go. And I sent an invite to one group chat without telling the other group chat that this group chat was getting the invite, and two of the people in one of the chats didn't need to be invited. But what do you do? We were just like, I hope they don't come. No, she didn't show up.
Good. Y'all ever accidentally invite exes anywhere?
No. Oh, my God,
that's not a mistake anybody makes.
See, I don't send group messages through email. I send group messages on text message.
Yeah, we ain't used to all that CC and copying and
naked
blind copying somebody. Yeah, I can't do that.
BCC, big crew coming.
Coming up, Drake and The Weeknd are feuding. We'll tell you over who. And we'll announce the winner of the Bratz Name That Candy contest next. Welcome, back to Dish Nation. Y'all having fun?
Yeah.
And we love y'all too.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, there's a new celebrity feud. Oh my God, it's Drake versus The Weeknd.
What?
Light, are they light-skinned R&B rap beef?
Oh my God, what's the song, Crack?
When R&B do start to fight, and that's when the game gets exciting. There will be no guns.
Take it over, just
punches and scratches. That's what's happening.
Well, y'all, apparently The Weeknd is not happy that Drake hooked up with his ex, Bella Hadid.
Fair play. Oh, well, she's community property, so hell, he can be whoever.
Well, she gotta be community
single
property.
And she should be able to do what she want to do.
And that's what they do, honey.
Well, sources say that Drake and The Weeknd both hang around the same crew in Toronto, and now their friends are having to pick sides. Sources say that Drake rented out Socialista Lounge earlier this month for Bella's 21st birthday, and apparently, The Weeknd feels like Drake broke the bro code.
He did.
I have a big issue. Yeah, and he's still dating Selena Gomez.
Exactly. What about Selena Gomez?
But still, like, just imagine one of your besties was dating a dude you just broke up with.
Excuse me, forget the freaking bro code. If you are with me, you should not be worried about your ex at all and who she's with at all.
That's a whole separate war, though.
And you know they're both light-skinned, so you know The Weeknd cried on Drake's shoulders about Bella and this and that. And then here come Drake scooping her up.
Like, you can see the tear marks in The Weeknd's pillows.
You can't.
He's crying. All right, man. Game 2 of the World Series was last night, and it was an emotional roller coaster, man. Oh. But looks like the Houston Astros is on their way to their first ever World Series game win. They got that
last night. Congratulations. Damn, that's a lot of hard work.
But they still got a lot more to go, though. They both won one, honey. The Dodgers and they both won one.
See, being from Port Arthur, Gary, I expected a little bit more support from you.
Oh, I love Houston. That's my city.
But, yo, we got to send a shout-out to the player partner, Paul Wall, who helped the team celebrate in style. Now, Paul Wall, who represents Houston to the fullest, a member of the Screwed Up Clique, he's going from rapping about grills to actually selling them. He said, in celebration of the Astros going to the World Series, we are offering free grills for the entire team, care me.
Oh, I love that. That's so cute.
That's cute, but girl.
Grills are cute.
What about them damn gold teeth?
So, as it turns out, it seems like the teammates are actually interested in the offer, man. Astros pitcher Lance McCullers Jr. responded, a lot of guys are hyped for this, to be honest. Let's do it.
Hell yeah, of course. Free girls.
Oh, now Brad just came out of her bag with which appears to be a diamond crusted lower mouthpiece situation. That's ill.
Those are really cute, Brad.
So when you wear them?
This one, I'm, you know, feel like wilding and styling and profiling, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Brad is in the house. What's happening?
Well, hopefully grills don't get in the way of eating candy, baby, because it's time for our Name That Candy contest.
Bring it on.
Yes.
Name it.
That's right. Yesterday, we had over 1,000 entries, 22 of which wrote sneakers.
Oh, Lord.
But, from New York.
Yeah.
Get some sneakers.
But the winner who actually wrote Snickers is Lynetta Adams.
Yeah.
Woo! Congrats.
Let's clap it up for those 22 people who voiced the text, let them down completely yesterday.
Exactly.
Sneakers.
That's typo all day long.
Day.
Now, for the rest of you, there are still 3 more days to play for your chance to win either $500 or $500 worth of candy.
For the love of cabbage, please take the money.
So here are your clues for today. This candy was chosen to imply a hospitable Western company. And clue number 2, this candy used to be more of a rectangular shape, but seems to have moved to more of an irregular, rounded shape in the recent years. Do you think you know what it is? Head over to our app to vote. For an extra sweet treat, you can vote a second time on DishNation.com. We're going to switch things up, so we'll be announcing the winner of today's contest on Dish Nation's Facebook Live. Make sure you hop on at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific tomorrow to see if you've won. Don't go anywhere, because after the break, we have a sneak peek of The Real Housewives of Atlanta and a spoiler alert, it's all about me.
Oh, God. Save us.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Get ready, because Real Housewives of Atlanta, baby, is coming back in less than
2 weeks, honey, and a new clip, honey, from this upcoming 10th season, Portia. She shows us, honey, what it takes to do a podcast and shares if Frick and Frack will be back.
Uh-oh. So Dahlia says, Portia, I really, really need your help. I'm starting a business, and I have room for my family and my friends to join in. How do you think about working with both?
Let me tell you something about friends, Dahlia. Don't ever work with your friends. Period. Thank you so much
Thank
for listening.
You. Bye.
All right. Good job, guys.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
But you know, I don't know. Phaedra texted me for my birthday.
So you've been talking to Phaedra again?
She was like, happy birthday. I was like, thank you for thinking of me. She was like, you looking sexy in that bikini. I hope you are enjoying yourself and having a great new year. That was it.
I feel like you're like avoiding your feelings about it though.
I feel like what she did to me was something she felt she had to do to get back at Candy. And she used me as collateral.
You know what, Portia, I agree with what you said. I really do.
You know, that's my opinion in my interview is one thing, because when you're in the interview, they asked me specifically about Phaedra. Mm-hmm. But when I was doing the podcast, the question was about should you work with friends? And my advice is generally, no. You should not work with any friends. It did not have anything to do with Phaedra. And, you know, I think as the season goes on, you'll see exactly how I feel.
Now, that's dope and all, but can we address the real issue here?
What?
How strong your drink game is.
Yeah!
You chugged that wine.
It was a little cross-eyed, friend.
All right, guys, who's ready for a deal?
Me!
Yes, baby, with Christmas around the corner, I'm ready for a deal every day.
Well, Gary, this deal will make you smile and make your smile. It's the Pure Sonic Deluxe plus Sonic toothbrush with UV.
Ooh, this is pretty nice.
Oh,
yo.
My God.
The Pure Sonic Deluxe plus Sonic toothbrush delivers 30,000 strokes per minute, has a built-in UV sanitizer that fits 4 brush heads, and it kills 99.9% of bacteria in only 7 minutes.
Wow.
It's available in silver and black and comes with 12 brush heads, which is 3 years worth.
That's awesome.
Even with all of Gary's teeth?
Wow, I think so.
You might need
to. We got you covered, bro.
Ooh.
Now, normally, the Pure Sonic Deluxe plus Sonic toothbrush with UV are priced as high as $70. Womp, womp, right?
Womp, womp.
But for our Dish Nation family, it's only $39.
Yeah.
Oh, my 39? God. Just go to morningsave.com to improve your smile today.
Oh, I love the vibration of it.
Of course you do, Gary.
Well, coming up, how much would you be willing to pay for happiness? Well, someone just dropped $1.3 million. We'll tell you on what next.
Freeze! Don't go anywhere. We have more Dish Nation still ahead.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Heidi, do you think money can buy happiness?
Well, I mean, it
damn right it can.
That's right. I mean, you know, I think you can buy things that you like and that makes you happy. Sure.
It's true, and it's been proven. Albert Einstein's theory of happiness, which he wrote on a notepad in a hotel, recently sold at auction for $1.3 million.
Whoa, what did he say?
So money can buy happiness.
Oh.
What did he say?
Yeah.
Well, he was in Japan in 1922, and he was notified that he'd be awarded the Nobel Prize for Physics. So as he was there, he experienced a bellhop, and he didn't have any money for a tip.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh. All right, let me just write down this theory of happiness for you. And he wrote it in German. And he was in Japan. Another story.
Oh,
but
wow.
Let me write this down for you, and he may keep this. Maybe someday it'll be worth something, because he knows he's going to win the Nobel Prize. Because maybe someday it'll be worth more than a tip. And so, okay. Apparently, yes, way more than a tip to a bellhop, $1.3 million.
Do we know what it said on the,
yes.
on the thing?
The note reads, "A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness."
So just to... Just chill out, watch Netflix, and stop worrying about going to work,
yeah.
making money.
This is like,
so
just stay home, get high.
Yeah, yeah.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com to catch today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like, last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.